This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal, here with a statistic on the way into this next story. According to the Puerto Rican government, roughly 1,000 Puerto Rican families a month are moving to Florida. The economy on the island is flat lousy, as we have reported. The government is dealing with billions of dollars in unpayable debt. Unemployment's at 12%, and half of all families there are living under the poverty line. Which means cities in Florida, Kissimmee in this instance, have had to react to this population growth in real time with jobs and business opportunities. Marketplace's Andy Euler spent a week in Central Florida to see how that's working out.
This isn't the first massive migration from the island to the mainland. The so-called Great Migration of Puerto Ricans to New York City happened after World War II. In 1950, there were almost 200,000 of them in the city. In 1960, that number had swelled to over 600,000. Carlos Vargas Ramos is a research associate at the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. He says today, New York is too expensive, so Puerto Ricans are moving to Florida. And the impetus is still the same.
The reason why Puerto Ricans are moving to the United States is for the same reason they have been moving to the United States for the past 100 years. Jobs, jobs, jobs.
The big draw in this part of Central Florida is Disney World, where they always need entry-level janitors and housekeepers. And the money's pretty good compared to what you can make on the island. And remember, because Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, they don't need green cards to work. And those people need a place to live. Some stay with family, others use motels, and some are looking to buy property. David Levis is CEO of a mortgage lending company called Money House. He's also Puerto Rican and decided to open this office in Kissimmee 2 years ago. He now commutes between both places.
Right now, we're actually recruiting mortgage loan officers that are licensed mortgage loan officers that are Puerto Rican and that speak Spanish, and because we do want to cater to each one of our clients.
And Florida locals are spotting the opportunity, too. Daisy Lopez Cid owns a Remax brokerage in downtown Kissimmee. She says she has realtors of many different backgrounds and says she's always looking for more who know specific communities. Right now, the one to know is Puerto Rican.
It is happening. You have a lot of migration coming in from Puerto Rico. So you have a lot of realtors there that are moving here, looking for employment and selling to the rest of the ones that they know that are moving here.
There's another place looking to hire Puerto Ricans that might not be as obvious as the housing sector. It's local government. Mike Steigerwald is the Kissimmee city manager. He says they're looking for Puerto Ricans who can relate to the culture and difficulty of getting acclimated. But finding Puerto Ricans to fill those positions can be a struggle.
It's very easy for me to diversify at the lower levels of our workforce. But as we get up into the upper management positions, into the leadership positions, and more technical positions, it's increasingly difficult because the language barrier is much more accentuated at that higher level of position.
He says the city's feeling it in the education system, too. It's not just individuals moving here to get work. It's families, and their kids need bilingual teachers. It's just another job opportunity in this little Central Florida town of just over 60,000. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.